comments short here, but I wanted to go back to where we were before the top of the hour with Ed from Peoria, who I think sounded kind of young, so I think can be forgiven a bit of a naive question. His question to you is, why are you doing this to the government? I will rephrase that in a second, but your answer was interesting. You were talking about releasing the list of numbers, not names, but numbers of people who had called you because you were trying to stop blackmailing. Talk about that a little bit more.
Yes, there are two reasons why I did it. Hypocrisy, violation of the public trust, and then endangering the public via the susceptibility of blackmail. We've had many, many people come to us over the last several months and give their opinions, and we've had some intelligence people. We've come to regard them, and they regard themselves as people from the intel community. Educate us a bit about how intelligence communities, not just here in the United States, but worldwide, use sex and money to compromise people. And that's indeed very, very likely, considering, with my situation, considering the fact that I had been in operation for 13 years. I was considered such a good service and such a reliable service that it's pretty much a given that such things did occur.
Meaning such things, meaning they were your people, your girls were unwittingly involved in blackmail?
It could have happened any number of ways, and again, I'm not an expert, but these are the possibilities that have been suggested to us. One possibility would certainly have been a gal who came to me who worked for 2 or 3 or 4 months. I thought she was just another one of the many subcontractors I hired. All along, she was an agent gathering information. At the end of her employment, she quit. She went on her way. I thought everything was fine. And lo and behold, she had spent maybe the summer gathering information. That's one way. Another way